couches, fire pits, built-in grills, and sunrooms. If you want to trust somebody with your deck, it's Outdoor Living. Now, they also operate their own lumber yard to supply all of their decking materials used for the projects. So you get professional-grade material for sale at contractor prices. Outdoor Living also stocks AZEK decking made of 100% cellular PVC. It provides superior stain, scratch, mold, and mildew resistance, and it comes in 17 different colors. So this summer, how's your deck holding up? Time to get a new one? Time to replace it? Time to check out Outdoor Living. Big Bend and Highway 44 in Kirkwood, right across the street from Quick Trip. Big Bend and I-44, Outdoor Living, or OutdoorLivingInc.com.
Attention homeowners, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. We've told you about HARP in the past. There are so many more of you who could be saving hundreds of dollars every month on your mortgage. It's simple and easy. And for 4 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. To learn more, call 800-QUICKEN.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Hi, I'm Dr. Dan Gagliotti.
And I'm Dr. Nick Barnes.
Tune in to the Maximize Living Radio Show Saturday at 4 p.m. and Sunday morning at 7 a.m. to maximize your life.
Right here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Kubota presents their Gear Up and Go sales event going on now with special promotion pricing on tractors and Commander Zero Turn mowers. Click on stlouiskubotadealers.com.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, a retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Pinions Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear.
Partners and him.
There's no fun left on
FM.
Oh, we're full of chat and we're full of chit, and we think you'll get lots of
dirty chicken butts.
Oh, that is my favorite food.
Oh man, a little gravy on top.
Chicken butt gravy. Well, good afternoon and welcome. Welcome to the August 11th edition. Opinions Playhouse, brought to you by AT&T UVerse. Folks, we are 3 days away from the launching of the SEC Network, Southeastern Conference. You like college sports, you need to get a hold of AT&T and say, get out here and put UVerse in. That's how I want to get my TV programming. Because August 14th, the SEC Network hits the airwaves. Even if they didn't have it, this is a great way to get all your programming. We'll talk about AT&T UVerse and a bunch of other stuff after this.
Hey!
Well, at the controls, much like the pilot of a 747. It's very similar. If you could see the control board and you saw the cockpit of a sophisticated aircraft. No, wait a minute.
No.
No, this control board is like the cockpit of a World War II vintage
submarine. Bones.
Yeah, submarine. But manning it, making it sound modern, Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus. And if you have $25,000 or more, then Mark and Jason would like to sit down with you and help develop a strategy to have your money start working for you. For their phone number and more, go to markandjason.com. Hello to the chicks.
Dan Levi Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody.
Ibi Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
You are so kind, Dan.
Hang on. Tell the what joke?
Cheese.
No, it's the sausage
cheese joke.
It's not the cheese joke. I don't even know a cheese joke. Is there a cheese joke? You gotta start listening. Rad boy. One track mind. Give it up for Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra. Yeah. Yeah. Thank you so much. Please take your seats. Please. Thank you. No, not that quickly. Yeah. Gradually take your seats. Brought to you by AT&T UVerse. Dan Strauss has AT&T UVerse. I don't have it. I'd like to have it. I can't get it because
That's what happens when you live like Tarzan in the jungle and they don't run the fiber optic stuff. It wouldn't be practical at this point or profitable to run it. They can't string that stuff out for one house here and then 6 acres over another house here. I get that. But, boy, I'll be glad when they do. Most of you listening can get AT&T U-verse. And you're going to have to ask yourself the question, hey, when August 14th gets here, will I be able to get the SEC conference, all of those games, the SEC network? And the answer may be no. It might be no. Make sure you can. AT&T U-verse, fiber optic television programming, shot into your house, crystal clear pictures. And in addition to the SEC network, August 14th, with, I might add, 1,000 exclusive live sporting events this season, including 45 football games, you get the wireless U-verse receiver. You don't have to connect anything. There's no TV outlet. Just move around, roam around, tablet, smartphone, whatever. And AT&T U-verse offers the total home DVR. Now, with my system, I can record two and only two shows at one time. And I remember when we went from one to two, I thought, woo-hoo-hoo, two shows at once. It's laughable now. AT&T U-verse Total Home DVR record up to four shows at the same time and watch all the other stuff. There's sporting events that you want to watch and not miss anything. You call this number, 877-ONLY-ATT. That's 877-ONLY-ATT, or you can visit an AT&T store, or there's a website, and that you will find at frankopinion.com under sponsors. When you talk to the folks at AT&T, say, hey, what about this deal for the same great price for 2 years, locked up? They'll tell you how that works, but ask about that. AT&T U-verse, and now let's go live to our legal department.
Geographic and service restrictions apply to AT&T U-verse services. Call or go to att.com/U-verse to see if you qualify. For more information, go to att.com/SEC network. Requires qualified device, U200 or higher TV plan, and Wi-Fi or data connection. Data charges may apply.
Thank you, Howard. Howard Schwartz of the legal firm Schwartz, doing the legal disclaimer. Last week, I started asking you for donations to St. Louis Men's Group Against Cancer. I cannot thank enough those of you who have stepped up with your $300 donation. We're not finished. I'm not even going to tell you where we are. I want to be able to blow them and you and myself away with what you folks are doing. Here's the deal. I'll make it brief. I really want this to be completely over the top. And if you'll continue to do what you've been doing the last few days, we're going to be able to do that. If you will donate $300, and I'm going to tell you how to do it. It's real easy. To St. Louis Men's Group Against Cancer, you will automatically, just for that donation, get four tickets to the Cardinals game against Milwaukee on Tuesday, September 16th. That's a 7 o'clock game. That is worth $216 right there for those four tickets for your $300 donation. But wait, there's more. You'll also get four tickets to a St. Louis Blues preseason game. You have a choice of two different games, and they'll tell you what those are online where I'm about to send you. Now, for that $300 donation to St. Louis Men's Group Against Cancer, you get automatically those tickets, but you are then in the drawing for dinner with me and my wife at Annie Gunn's restaurant in Chesterfield Valley. You pick the night. We will meet you there. You will have a dinner you will never forget. You also, if your name is drawn, we'll get for you and a guest, could be your wife, your husband. If your wife's out of town, it could be your girlfriend. A night with Archview accommodations at the Four Seasons Hotel. This is a $615 value. It could be a weekend, a weekday, but a night that includes for each of you either massage or European facial, your choice. Oh, and you will also get, if your name is drawn, four tickets to Motown the Musical on Tuesday, November 18th at the Fabulous Fox. Everything I just said to you, you will find at KTRS.com. Please, if you can spare $300, I want this show to win, not just win this competition. It's all about the Radiothon, August 21st, the Nestle Purina Radiothon. I want this show to blow everybody else away in what we can bring in to the St. Louis Men's Group Against Cancer. And we're on our way to doing that. I need your continued support. $300. You know who you are. If $300 to St. Louis Men's Group Against Cancer won't change your life, then give it up. If losing it won't change it, you can afford to let it go. Let it go. We want it. And good luck to everybody in the drawing. And here's the deal. Your chances of winning are a lot better than if you buy a lottery ticket. In my dreams, we'd have, let's say, 60 people donate $300. So that means you've got a, let's see, you've got a one in, if 60 people donated,
60.
You've got a
one in eight shot.
One in eight, yeah.
One in eight chance of winning, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. He's right.
We'll recheck those numbers later, but that's
right.
What we came up with. So thank you in advance for your three. Oh, you go to KTRS.com. The rest is so easy. There'll be a, what do you call that? A thing you click on.
A banner.
A banner. And it says click here to donate. You click there, and then the next page, you just scroll down, and you'll see my picture. It says, AM and the PM, donate here. Click, do it, boom, $300. And they will separate the $300 AM the PM donors from all the rest of the donors so that only you can prevent forest fires.
No,
only you are in the drawing for all the stuff I just mentioned, including dinner with me and my wife at Annie Guns. We've done this before, and every time we had a wonderful time with the people we got to be with. So thank you in advance. I bought the pocket hose. The thing as seen on TV.
Oh, yeah.
It is fantastic.
Really?
Oh, my goodness. I bought the Pro, which has brass fittings, mm-hmm. and I took it out of the box. And you know how most of that stuff you watch on TV, you get at home? This is exactly what they said it was. It stretches out to a 50-foot hose, and then when you're finished, you shut the water off, and this thing just
shrivels up.
Just shrivels up, and you could just wad it up and put it in your, almost in your pants pocket. It's incredible. Not a drop, not a leak anywhere, not at the fitting, not in the hose. I am more than happy with the pocket hose. Bought it at Bed Bath & Beyond, I believe. Ronald Kessler's latest book is, to say the least, fascinating. This is the guy who wrote the book a couple of years ago about the Secret Service, and he interviews former Secret Service agents. Many of them he names in the book. Now, I don't know how this works. I know there's a certain confidentiality agreement, but for some reason, somehow, he gets these people, and he's able to name them, in many cases, who it was he talked with and interviewed. Wow, what fascinating stuff. For all of you who don't like Hillary, wait till you read this. You really won't like Hillary. When she returned to the White House for the first time after the Monica Lewinsky story broke, there's an agent that he interviews who was assigned to the White House. And as she's walking into the White House, he says, you know, good afternoon or good evening, Mrs. Clinton. And she looked at him and said, F off.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah. She's famous for the F word. Now, check this out. President's Protective Detail, Secret Service. How many Secret Service agents do you think are specifically assigned for the presidential detail? Now, they're not all working at once. There's different shifts.
Oh, man.
30.
300. 25 to 40, so your number 30 is correct, per shift. So at any given time, there are 25 to 40 Secret Service agents assigned to the president. There are 3,500 and change Secret Service agents. When John Kennedy was president, total, there were only 300 Secret Service agents. And after that assassination, boom, tenfold. More than that, it grew. In public, when the president is in public, immediately surrounding him are six agents. We talked about this part before. Motorcade. When you see, like when he comes to St. Louis, the president, how many vehicles do you think make up the average motorcade?
15.
25. 25 with a helicopter always overhead. When the president goes overseas, cargo planes. Now think about this. You want to know why it costs so much money for the president to go anywhere? When he goes overseas, cargo planes take more than 50 vehicles.
Oh, yeah.
A couple of limos, bunch of Suburbans, you name it, 50.
My nephew did that once. He flies those great big C-17s.
Oh, by the way, they're accompanied, of course, by fighter jets. The cargo planes have fighter jets flying along with them.
Yeah.
They carry those vehicles. What, was he in the Secret Service?
No. He's military, yeah. Air Force.
When the president goes overseas, you're not going to believe this. As many as 600 people are involved in any trip overseas. 600. Within the United States, it's 200 to 300. The Secret Service has about, usually averages on duty, about 75 Secret Service dogs. They are Belgian Malinois. They look like German Shepherds, but they are more agile and just, they're basically prey driven. It takes $4,500 to train each one. And even with email, the White House today averages 3,000 letters to the White House every day. Every day. And every day there are, on average, 100 threats to the president's life.
Wow.
And when you get into this book and you start, and this is all based on interviews with Secret Service agents, there are levels that they determine threat levels. In other words, this guy's a nut. He's not really a threat. And it's interesting to read how they deal with different threats. It's a full-time job for several people just to check out these nuts that threaten the president all the time. It involves lots of people to do that. It's called First Family Detail. First Family Detail, Ronald Kessler. It's his new book. Now, help me out with something. Tony Stewart, I know, hit a guy on the track, and Kevin Ward Jr. Why am I hearing a possibility of charges of homicide? He's on the track.
Yeah, I don't get that.
What is the deal with criminal charges?
Didn't he he got out of the car, and he was mad at the guy, right?
And he's out on the track. I saw it pointing. Get off the track.
I mean, they were racing side by side, and Tony kind of pushed the kid into the rail. And he spun around, and so he got out of his car, was waiting for Tony to come around, and was in the middle of the track, waving his finger at him.
Does anybody actually think Tony Stewart said, "I'm going to run that guy down and kill him"?
No, but there are, I mean, in the video, you could hear he revved his engine, so he was either trying to scare the kid or shoot mud on him. And so...
Well, that's a little different than trying to kill him with your car. I mean, I didn't understand that. I thought... I don't know.
Nobody knows exactly what happened except Tony. So
it's why would you get out of your car, though? I mean, you're mad.
Well, your car might
blow up. They do that now. No, it wasn't that. He was mad, and he was going after who spun him out.
Tonight on TCM is Turner Classic Movies. Is that what this stands for?
Yes.
7 o'clock, Streetcar Named Desire. Tonight is a salute to Marlon Brando. Now, it starts with Streetcar Named Desire, and they're going to play 3 or 4 Brando movies tonight. And what's interesting is, I interviewed Marlon Brando the day before he died.
Really?
Yeah. Well, you know that.
I remember that. Yeah.
And I asked him, I said, Mr. Brando, someday there are going to be probably multiple tributes to you. They'll probably have like marathon nights of playing your movies. What movie, if they ever do that, would you personally like to see him lead off with? Here's what he said.
Well, without to say, which movie? I think I'd probably go Streetcar Named Desire because that to me is some of my greatest work. On the Waterfront, that was good. Godfather, of course, I'm proud of, but I think I'd lead off with Streetcar Named Desire.
Wow.
Yeah. Excuse me.
Oh.
He wasn't healthy towards the end.
No, he was not healthy at all. Gastrointestinal issues.
Were you on the phone with him or in the same room?
I was in the room with him. It was unpleasant. My wife has done it again. My wife has a way of taking expressions and completely messing them up. And this weekend, she was talking about someone that she met who was snooty and flaunted wealth. And the expression is looks down her nose at people.
You heard that?
Well, here's what my wife said about. She said, "I'll tell you, I just didn't enjoy being around her because she was so up the nose."
Up the nose.
She was so up the nose, and I said, "What?" And she said, "Up the." I said, "It's looking down her." You know what I meant. I'm telling you, I should be compiling these things.
You should
write a book.
Looking up the nose.
Hello to Chuck at First Watch on Olive. Did you ever eat breakfast at First Watch?
Yes, I have.
Good luck getting in. Don't Saturday or Sunday morning. Oh my goodness, you got. I've decided the magic time to go is about 11:30.
They're only open till what, like 2?
Yeah, about 11:30. Boy, you go in there at night. Good. I mean, but I don't know. I like breakfast out on the weekend. I just do.
I like breakfast anytime. I can go to any restaurant.
Except not at home. It's just better out. Breakfast out.
Oh, yeah.
It's always good. Yeah. James Cameron, you've probably seen this by now, but this is really surprising to me. As high-tech as this guy is, Mr. Avatar, Mr. Titanic, he doesn't have a smartphone. He said, and he hates tweets, thinks tweeting is stupid. He hates it. And I don't think Facebook. It's just really interesting. He has a cell phone, but he's just not into that. I agree with him. I'm the same way. I don't have a Facebook page.
I don't understand.
I don't tweet. He tweeted once or twice, but he hates it.
I don't understand Twitter when they say hashtag something.
I don't understand it at all either.
I don't understand the hashtag thing.
What is that, Peon? Help
it's, us. Yeah, I'm not big on Twitter, but hashtag is like a topic. Like last night, hashtag Ferguson was big. Anytime anybody would do a tweet about what was going on, they put that at the end.
And they say
so you
hashtag.
Can search.
So then you all you
can click on that later and search, and you can see every tweet that
related,
has hashtag
okay.
Ferguson.
It's a subject.
Yeah, okay. It's like a yeah.
So if you
subtopic or topic or
hashtag new mall opening, you can go read all the tweets about the new mall that just opened. But I'm with you because I don't tweet. Peon gave me this great article about this kid who's 11 years old, and the reason this struck a chord with me. It's about his paper route and the fact that in this world, there are kids still with a bicycle, and it's in Carroll, Iowa. It takes him half an hour to run his paper route. And when I read this, I thought, I was 11. That's when I got a paper route. I was 11 years old. I can still tell you how many papers I delivered, 36, in a Schwinn bicycle with a basket. I went to a Phillips station where the drop was, got my papers, rolled them up, put rubber bands around them, put them in my basket, and started pedaling around and delivered my 36 papers. I'm just thrilled to see that there are still kids who have paper. I would have thought that
still
would have been
there.
Long gone. But not in little towns in America, there are still little boys and little girls riding around throwing newspapers and collecting money from the people who actually pay. And that was a problem I used to have even as a kid. Can you come back? I just don't have the money on me right now. I'm looking for $2 or something. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
By request, Veronica, pretty name. Here's the joke you wanted. Old couple is meeting with an attorney. He's 98 and she's 96. And they have made it clear they wanted a divorce. So the lawyer asked, can I get you a cup of coffee? Well, now let's just get on with it. And he says, now, if I have all my information correct, you, sir, you're 98. He said, that's right. He says, ma'am, you're 96. She said, that's right. He says, and you've been married for over 70 years, and now you want a divorce. Can I ask why you waited to now to get a divorce? And she says, we wanted to wait till the kids were dead.
Let's get a look at traffic now. Here's Tim Weiland.
All right, Dan, they've cleared that accident on southbound 270 between Tesson Ferry, between Tesson Ferry and 55. You have stop-and-go traffic, though, from Page all the way through Gravelines, just a little bit slow between that point and 55. Eastbound 270 stacks up McDonald through New Florissant. Southbound 170, you're slow from Olive through 40. Northbound 170 from Natural Bridge through Airport Road. On westbound 40, look for stop-and-go pockets between Kings Highway and Bellevue. Again, from 270 all the way out through Highway K, slow to stop and go there. Eastbound 40 jams from Timberlake Manor through Mason, 170 to Big Bend, and from Jefferson to the Poplar Street Bridge. And this traffic report brought to you by America's Best Contacts and Eyeglasses. Check out the designer sale. America's Best Designer Sale offers two pairs of single vision glasses for $69.95, including a free eye exam. Limited time offer. Call 1-800-TWO-PAIR. That's 1-800-2-PAIR. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Green 18! get ready. We are just 3 weeks away from Mizzou's first game of the season as the Jackrabbits of South Dakota come to Columbia to take on the Tigers. Get every pass, every play right here on the Big 550 KTRS. We are Mizzou.
For over 30 years, Stefaninas has been serving delicious original family recipes brought from Sicily to America by founder Stefanina herself. Outstanding food, large portions, low prices, and great service in a family atmosphere has made Stefaninas one of the area's finest Italian restaurants. With four locations in St. Charles County and one in Chesterfield, Stefaninas is the place to go for everything from pizza and pasta to steak and seafood dinners that the entire family can enjoy. And now you can save even more with their daily specials. Call ahead or order online at stephspizza.com or dine in. But don't miss these savings.
Hey, pizza lovers. It's Monday. That means you can enjoy a large 16-inch pizza for the price of a small at Stefaninas. Call your local Stefaninas or Stefaninas Express location or order online at stephspizza.com. A delicious large pizza for the price of a small every Monday at Stefaninas.
From the Sausage Meister's secret recipes comes the great Bavarian sausage that's for me.
You can't beat G&W Meat. That's G&W Bavarian Style Sausage Company, a family-owned St. Louis tradition since 1965. G&W makes over 30 varieties of sausage on-site in South City. Before firing up the barbecue, stop by G&W's full-service meat market for old-fashioned service. If you can't make it to the shop, ask for your favorite G&W sausage in the meat and deli departments of Schnucks, Deerberg's, and Straub's, or your neighborhood meat market. G&W Bavarian Style Sausage Company has been serving St. Louis for over 49 years. Visit the shop Tuesday through Saturday at 4828 Parker Avenue, just off Kings Highway, one block south of Filer.
You can't beat G&W Meat.
Shop online at gwsausage.com.
This is an urgent message for all individuals with extremely large credit card debt. No matter how much you owe on your credit cards, the company that has settled more debt than anyone in the U.S. could settle your debt too. While you make one low monthly program payment, you have the opportunity to hear how low your monthly program payment could be for free. This free information is available now simply by calling Freedom Debt Relief at 1-800-900-5538. I repeat, if you have extremely large credit card debt, you now have the ability to reduce your total debt and get one simple low monthly program payment. This could allow you to resolve your debt faster than you ever thought possible. But you should act quickly. Call Freedom Debt Relief now to learn how much you could save. 1-800-900-5538. Again, this life-changing information is available for free. To find out how much you may be able to save, call today. 1-800-900-5538. That's 1-800-900-5538. 1-800-900-5538.
It's the season that we're starting to turn on our air conditioner, and you want your air conditioner running at peak performance. Regardless of the make, regardless of the model, and regardless of how long you've had it, can I recommend Gelmish & Sons coming out and giving you a thorough update? At Gelmish & Sons, they will come out and they'll make sure your air conditioner is working in peak condition to save you as much as you can on your energy bills. But maybe, just maybe, you want to think about replacing your air conditioner or your heater. You get about a good 15 years out of your air conditioner and maybe 20 years. At Gelmish & Sons, they will install a brand new full Lennox system air conditioner and heater for $2,695. That's $2,695 installed. Gelmish & Sons is the premier Lennox dealer. They've earned that due to their superior service in St. Louis since 1950. One company, one family, one mission, and that's quality heating and cooling. Gelmish & Sons, 314-993-1110. Or GelmishandSons.com.
Frederick Roofing, wherever you live, from Chesterfield to Crestwood, Frontenac to Ferguson, Mimi to Ladue, town and country and more. Warson Woods to Wentzville, the one you know. Frederick Roofing, wherever you go. For a hole in your roof, for a whole new roof. Frederick Roofing. Wherever you live, from Arbuthnot to Ellisville to Pear and Jennings, O'Fallon to Overland, wherever you live, Maryland Heights to Manchester, the name you know.
St. Louis, Missouri, 314-645-2000.
Hey, listen up. If you're one of those people out there who has a mortgage with a balance of $200,000 or more and an interest rate of 4.5% or more, you can literally save thousands of dollars if you act now. The situation in Ukraine temporarily has credit rates diving, and you can take advantage of this through Stewart's American Mortgage Corp. And the best part is, no cost to you. All the paperwork, including the appraisal, will be at no cost. All you have to do is call Stewart at Stewart's American Mortgage. He'll take care of everything. Again, it's a temporary situation that can change at any time, totally dependent on the Ukraine situation. But it's a chance for you, the mortgage holder, to save thousands of dollars at no cost. You must act now. Stewart's American Mortgage. On the internet, StuartsAMC.com, or call 314-324-4440. That's 314-324-4440.
American Mortgage Corporation, number 226715. NMLS, number 267-56799.
Bottle of wine, fruit of the vine. When you gonna let me get sober?
Need to check and see if is he still in Canada?
No,
back on
no, he's back home,
homeland, United States of America, USA soil, and the western part of it, Southern California. We check in with Mike Evans, courtesy of the place that somebody, and I think lucky is a good word, whose name is drawn from the $300 donors to St. Louis Men's Group Against Cancer. Somebody will be joining me, somebody and their guest will be joining me and my wife at this place, Annie Gunn's Restaurant, next to the Smokehouse Market. They're both in Chesterfield Valley, and they're both closed on Monday, which I believe today is Monday, and they deserve it. Wow, do these people work hard, and are they busy, and for good reason. Annie Gunn's Smokehouse, Chesterfield Valley. Back from Canada. We were just slightly concerned he might be leaving and, defecting. But he's back. Ladies and gentlemen, Mike Evans.
Give it up. 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 Give it up.
Well, I don't. Let's see if your accent's changed and you sound Canadian.
Oh, no, I sound exactly the same, eh?
Yep, I don't hear it.
Sound exactly like I used to when I talked to you before when I was in L.A.
What's going on?
Hey, great to be back with you. Canada was really cool. If we have time, I'll tell you a little story about how different Canada is. It's amazing. But first, let's get to the report. Here you go. You're driving home today. A little pop quiz question. Play along. Here you go. Garth Brooks, Charlie Sheen, Neil Patrick Harris all did the same thing this weekend. What did they do? Sell their home, ride their motorcycles up and down Pacific Coast Highway, or do they go to Disneyland? I'll give you the answer in just a minute. Hey, we got to send out a happy birthday to one of St. Louis's finest, Bruce Butler, who listens every day, get emails from him, used to work for Premier Radio here in Los Angeles, and is a big AM in the PM.
All right.
There you go. Love Nuggets, David Duchovny, and Tia Leone. Yeah, really. They're divorcing, and the reason is David's drinking. You know, David also had two stints in rehab and a rehab center for sex addiction.
No, he looks like a guy who would be an alcoholic. And if you ever watch that, isn't he in that Californication?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. That's probably pretty representative of his actual life.
Probably not good for him in recovery.
Yeah.
And listen to this. So they filed for papers on Friday, came public. So today, the company said that he's made a bid on buying Los Angeles's biggest strip club.
Oh.
That'll be good for him, huh?
Yeah, that's a great idea. Yeah.
Sex addict, boozer, buying a strip club here in Los Crapulas, sewer by the sea.
Wow.
Idiot. Get ready, George Clooney's wedding. I've heard from an impeccable source. It's going to be a very public affair. They're going to televise either part of the wedding or the reception, George Clooney. Speaking of weddings, the third wedding date set by Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah.
And Justin Theroux is August 16th. That's next Saturday. Now, the last time they had a date set, he pulled out like three or four
he pulled
weeks
out.
Before.
Whoa. They're not even married yet.
He pulled
yet.
Out of the wedding.
Oh, yeah, because it'd be the other's impossible because they're not married.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You're exactly right, Franco.
Yeah.
Will they or won't they get married? We'll find out. I have somebody that actually has an invitation to the wedding in New York, so I'll let you know. Robin Thicke, who's been begging his wife to please take him back after his shenanigans with Miley Cyrus, has now been seen hanging out with his son's really young, really cute nanny that was hired by the mom. Mm. I got a feeling that's not going to work out too well for him either, at least not with the wife.
No.
Rumors are getting louder and louder. The last week or so, I'm getting calls from people that have inside scoop that although they've been married just a few months, there is trouble in paradise between Kanye West and Kim Kardashian.
Well, there's a surprise.
It's hard to believe, isn't it?
That's a lie.
Yep.
Yeah,
it
got to be. The over and under for that marriage is nine months. I got the under on that. I got a $100 bet on that with a publicist at William Morris. Lucy Liu. I didn't think so. I don't think she's cute either.
No.
She's kind of cute.
Nah, very little. Mm. She is engaged to an Israeli billionaire named Norm Gatzman. Now, here's the deal. This Gatzman guy has hired two full-time bodyguards, 24-7, assigned to her. They're with her every single minute. So I don't know if he thinks somebody's out to get her, or maybe he's just a jealous fool who's worried she's going to wander off the reservation.
Well, kidnapping is a serious problem for people.
I guess, you know, with a guy that rich, maybe so. Yeah. Got a couple of New York Post headlines that caught my attention. Thought they were funny enough to make the cut. First, a picture of Tiger Woods throwing the club, acting disgusted, kicking the ground after one of his many horrible shots. New York Post headline screams, crazed, confused, and over.
I'm going to tell you, if you're a golfer, my take is I think he's done.
Oh, I do too. I totally agree.
I think he's done.
And another story in the New York Post caught my attention. New York Yankee fans who park at Yankee Stadium, they get their parking ticket, and if they don't get their ticket, their parking ticket revalidated inside the stadium, and there's a half a dozen machines that revalidate, half of them don't work. Sometimes you might forget, but if you don't get it validated, you have to pay twice for your parking, $60. Mm. The headline screams, the New York Post headline screams, fans caught in double pay.
That's good.
Did they do that?
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, I thought it was kind of cute.
Yeah.
And be sure to watch the new Candid Camera tonight on TV Land. I've seen it. It's funny. And this is the beginning of Shark Week.
No thanks.
Oh, that's kind of good, that Shark Week. Kind of good. And finally,
I'm surprised to hear you say that. The Candid Camera thing is on tonight, and I'm surprised to hear you say it was good, because I expected it to be horrible.
No, it's not bad at all. Surprisingly, okay. They've sort of come up with the time. It's not as corny as I thought.
Okay.
Why do they applaud, Franco?
Because they're appreciative of what you've just done. Even
is that what it is,
yeah,
Franco?
Yeah, even if it's coming to an end. Yeah.
Oh, okay, I just want to make
they
sure.
Can't they can't wait till it's over to show their appreciation.
Let's see how you do. I'd like to see you get every single pop quiz question right all week long. People playing as they're driving home. Here you go. Garth Brooks, Charlie Sheen, Neil Patrick Harris all did the same thing this weekend. What did they do? Sell their homes, ride motorcycles up and down PCH, Pacific Coast Highway, or did they go to Disneyland?
Oh, man. I'll say motorcycles.
I'll say Disneyland.
I'll say motorcycles also.
Oh, you stupid ignorance.
Oh, we all missed it.
They sold their home.
Oh, my God, we all missed it.
Hey, I'm Mike Evans. We're live Hollywood talking to my foot.
So I guess the chances of us getting them all this week are already shot.
Yes. Yeah.
Mike Evans, courtesy of Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. Want to hear a real quick Clinton story? Because I'm reading this book. This has nothing to do with the book. It's a true story. I know two people. The first eye surgery I ever had many years ago was done by a doctor. I'm not going to give you his last name. His name is Richard. His wife's name is Jane. They're from Arkansas, Little Rock, Arkansas. And when Bill Clinton was governor, Jane told me they went to a Halloween party, costume party, thrown by a friend, a fellow physician. And Bill Clinton was there as the governor, friends of this doctor. My friend, the ophthalmologist, was there with his wife, Jane. And Jane said to me, during the course of that evening at the party, he's chatting it up with her. And she's very attractive. Jane is very attractive, by the way. And she says that as they're standing at sort of the hors d'oeuvre table, and he continues to talk, he says to her, "Why don't we go upstairs? The host is a friend of mine and says I can use any bedroom anytime I want. Let's go upstairs." And she says, that's the real Bill Clinton. And if you knew Jane, there's no reason for her to make this story up. And she told me that story years and years and years ago. And Kessler's new book, he has specific details from the Secret Service about Bill Clinton's, I guess, still current girlfriend, known by the Secret Service codename Energizer. It is fascinating reading to see how this works. They have agents that alert other agents when Hillary's leaving, when Hillary's coming, so the Bill can get Energizer out of there and in there whenever, you know, so that she doesn't know. But you know she knows. You know she does.
Yeah, they have to have a deal. It's an arrangement.
It has to be. Good Feet. That's the name of a lot of stores, actually, in the United States. Locally, we have three. And here's what they do. First of all, you don't need an appointment. You go in because something hurts. Yes, it could be your feet, but it doesn't have to be your feet. It could be your knees, leg, hip, back, neck, headaches. Sometimes that all is coming from your feet. How can that be? Well, when you walk and stand in a way that puts unnecessary, excessive pressure on a certain part of your feet, it can result in pain. The nervous system obviously runs throughout your body. When you can alter that and redistribute that weight so that it's more evenly distributed in your foot with just a minor change that comes from an arch support, an insert, for many, many, many people, it is, and I'm not just saying this as a term, instant relief that they can feel right there in the store. So if you're having pain, especially in your feet, plantar fasciitis especially, that's the number one reason people go in. Get into a Good Feet store. You do not need an appointment, and in 30, 40 minutes, you're going to know this is the answer or it's not. And if it is, boy, will you be glad you went in there, like lots of people are. Three locations in the St. Louis area. Olive, west of 270 across from Friday's. South County on Union Road across from Macy's. And in Shiloh, Illinois, Greenmount Road across from Deerberg's. As always, please tell them your AM and the PM. You can also go to goodfeetstlouis.com.
Meet me.
Let's get a final check on traffic. Here's Tim Weiland.
All right, Dan, they were working with a new accident now. It is on westbound 70 just past Highway K. The left lane is blocked. Traffic looks like it is backing up now to approaching Highway 79. If you're traveling southbound 270, things are getting better. You still have stop-and-go traffic now from Highway 40 all the way through Gravois and then slow to Tesson Ferry, and that was all because of that earlier accident. Eastbound 270 looking better. Now you're slow east of McDonald through New Florissant. Westbound 70 is also a little heavy between 170 through Cypress. Eastbound 40 downtown, just a little heavy at the Poplar Street Bridge. And westbound 40, you are slow. Hampton through Bellevue, we're a little heavy again between 270 and Mason. And then west of Long Road through Highway 94. This traffic report is brought to you by Mrs. Freshley's. Make your commute a little sweeter with Mrs. Freshley's award-winning jumbo honey buns, chocolate cupcakes, and mini donuts. Mrs. Freshley's, make life sweeter. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
I'm Kelly Jackson. Tune in Tuesday morning for the latest on the Ferguson situation from McGraw and the KTRS newsroom. We'll also catch up with ABC's Trey Harden, former Met Daryl Strawberry, and the St. Louis contestant on The Next Great Baker, and a filmmaker who documents the failing of a small town in western Missouri. It's McGraw Live, starting at 6 a.m. on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, this is Mike Kelly. When I'm looking to send flowers to a loved one for a birthday, anniversary, or that special occasion, I call my friends at Walter Knoll Florists. Walter Knoll is family-owned and operated and offers custom designs by expert designers, a huge inventory and selection that only the largest florist can offer, with quality and care that no grocery store florist can meet. They have several locations in the St. Louis metro area to serve you. Order online today at WKF.com. Walter Knoll Florists, your personal florist since 1883.
You'll get to throw out the first pitch at Busch Stadium on September 16th. Plus, get four tickets to the game. Recognition on the Jumbotron.
and photos of your appearance on the field.
This is just one of the fabulous items to be auctioned off as the St. Louis Men's Group Against Cancer and the Big 550 KTRS team up to help fight cancer with the Nestle Purina Radiothon. Every $100 donation will receive four tickets to a Cardinals game valued at $216.
For more, go to KTRS.com to donate and check out all the auction packages you can bid on.
Help the St. Louis Men's Group Against Cancer fight this dreaded disease on the Nestle Purina Radiothon all day Thursday, August 21st on the Big 550 KTRS.
I'm Larry Connors. You know, for almost 40 years, I've been in St. Louis building credibility and trust. Of course, no one just gives you trust. You have to earn it every day. That's what John Beal's family has done for 65 years. A roofing company doesn't stay around long unless it does the customers right. So I'm proud to represent the John Beal family. And when you need help with your roof, call John Beal. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
I have 1 second. There it goes.
In your car, on your way home. Need to know what's happening? This is a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News.
I'm Elliot Davis in Normandy, where this church is filling up. The NAACP calling a meeting of community leaders and the public to discuss the crisis. I'll have a live report.
Eight more people have already been arrested today. We'll take you to the protest where demonstrators and police were literally nose to nose.
They have been a fixture in this Ferguson neighborhood for 30 years, but now Zisser Tire is boarded up. The dramatic video from inside as the looters broke in and their plans for the future.
First on Fox, an emotional afternoon.